So you show your versatility as a writer and a director by going from sci-fi to crime drama, but then also, too, you have the same leading man, in a way, in both of those films. Yeah. So what do you think that shows for him? What was it like working with him? Who is he? Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, this guy's name is Nicholas Wilder. He's an amazing actor. He blew us away in the Emma audition, and it sucked because Emma was pretty much about Emma. And Charlie Gillette did a great job as Emma. But when this guy came in, we're like, well, we got to use him again in something. So my first thoughts when we did this crime drama was to call him up and see what he would be able to put into the role. We just casted him, and that was it. To be honest, like, the only direction he needs is the address to the set, and then from there he just does what he does, you know.
So. Mm-hmm. So, how have your goals changed for the promotion compared to what your goals were for Emma? Now that you've seen, like, that you can have some success, you can have a couple of 100,000 page views and things like that. Like, how have the stakes changed from the success from Emma going to the promotion?
Well, to be totally honest, we haven't quite figured out exactly the lane we want to go. When we put out Emma, it was more of a, I think more people were attracted to it. Basically, I feel like Emma has a niche. I feel like when people go onto YouTube, they're not searching crime drama or anything like that. They'll probably I see them more putting like sci-fi film or sci-fi short or whatever. So I feel like that's what's been generating the views to Emma. I feel like there is a niche for it. Whereas with promotion, it's a little tougher to basically category. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I feel that there really isn't any lane that we're going for now. For right now, after we put the promotion out, a lot of people dug it, and we're trying to basically. I think we're gonna make it a series now, and. Hopefully, I just wish you guys would have actually saw the film in its completion so we could understand why we're going to go that route. So it's going to be interesting moving it from short film to now actually trying to build a series out of it. Even though a series is kind of like a bunch of short films, but they all connect, they have some kind of line of some cumulative story building and whatnot. So.